donate, and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back, and we have Big John McTernan joining us. Are you there, Big John?
I'm here, Pastor Ernie.
Okay, very good. Hang tight. Folks, these are pledges that we got last night after off the air, and that was from Ken from Missouri, pledged 1,000. Adam from Texas, 100. Eugene from New Jersey, pledged, from New York, rather, pledged 40. Ed from Manitoba, pledged 20. Jim from Illinois, pledged 1,000. Dr. Michael from Illinois, pledged 500. Anonymous from Boston, pledged 300. And Anonymous from Anonymous, pledged 400. So those were our pledges off the air. Now, John, we're going to play a clip here. Now, this has to do with what really took place with Fox News. And we've been telling people all along about what was taking place, how this was actually really a business transaction, if you will. And then afterwards, I want you to comment. Now, as we go through this clip, every 5 minutes, we're going to have to give the numbers out because we can't afford not to. But we'll do it quickly, and if the phones keep ringing, then we'll keep getting on with the clip. So go ahead, Style, and take us to the clip.
Hey, welcome to the program. Glad you are with us. We're going to be joined tonight by Colonel John Mills, Kurt Olson, Jane Jin. She is from China. She'll give us an update on what's going on with China. Rebecca Walzer, she'll talk to us about the International Monetary Fund's endorsement of the new Unicoin, the new Unicoin, moving quicker toward an international global central bank digital dollar. And then James Rogoski on the WHO and the UN wanting to take the sovereignty of the U.S. Interesting, in light of the fact that the UN now also is putting out there that people should have certain rights, including defecating in public and sex with minors. Yeah, that's the UN. And we're going to give our sovereignty to the UN and the WHO. James Rogoski and others will have something to say about that. But first, an historic day in a bad way. Fox News apparently caves to Dominion voting system and settles for $787 million. For what? Wow. I think something doesn't smell right. Something stinks in Denmark, in my opinion, number one. Number two, a bad day for the First Amendment. A bad day for the First Amendment. And interesting is on Saturday, I had a conversation on Saturday. There were many witnesses to the conversation, actually, because I was in a place sitting somewhere and people could hear me and they started asking me about it. Family members heard me having the conversation. Many witnesses to the fact that what I'm about to tell you is true. Mike Lindell knows it to be true because he and I talked about it. And he mentioned it on the air tonight as well. On Saturday, I had a conversation with a very well-placed source that said on Saturday they had information Fox would settle for $600 million with Dominion. $600 million. Well, today they settled for $787 million, so maybe a little more horse trading went on. I don't know. But I was told $600 million, and voila, here's Tuesday, settlement $787 million. Now, the next piece of information I was told by this good source, this very trustworthy source, was that Fox will eventually be bought. Fox will eventually be bought by a big company, and that big company may have connections back to another company. I'll just leave it there for now. Makes me wonder again, what's really going on here? You know, what's really interesting and shocking is that, well, look at my screen. Here's the documentary Kill Chain. This Kill Chain, according to Wikipedia, Kill Chain, it was subtitled The Cyber War in America's Elections. This, I don't know if you guys can show this. There we go. This came out. The film was released on March 26, 2020 by HBO Films. Oh, wow. It was nominated for an Emmy Award for Outstanding Investigative Journalism, investigative documentary. Well, and maybe they rightly deserve the award, right? But this came out in March of 2020. Now, let's see. When did Mike Lindell's documentary, Absolute Proof, come out? Wait a minute. That didn't come out until February 2021, almost a year later. And what is the documentary Kill Chain saying? Well, Film produced by Irish Entertainment, Blumhouse Productions, and HBO Films, the film examines the American election system and its vulnerabilities of foreign cyber warfare operations. Really? And the 2020 presidential election interference. The film also features hackers at the conference DEFCON in their attempts to test the security of electronic voting machines. The film reveals the hacking attack on the presidential election in 2016 through the exclusive on-camera interview with the hacker known as Cyber Zeist. And the film's world-famous election cybersecurity expert, Harry Hursty, discovered that most hackers install a range of software that will be hidden in multiple components of a computer so that even wiping the hard drive will not remove the hacker's access.
Alrighty, we're back. And folks, for a minute, we have less than 3 hours left in this week. Less than 3 hours to raise enough money to stay on for next month, and it takes a lot. And we're here, like I said, we don't make any money doing this. It costs us to do it. We're here. We're doing it for our country. We're doing it for our country. We're doing it for you. We're doing it for our children. We're doing it because is the cause not a just cause? It's the right thing to do. You see, it works this way. God has expectations of us, and we have responsibilities to him. And so, folks, that's the way it works, and that's why we're doing this, and this is why we need your help to continue to get this out to you. The number is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Take us back.
Well, I don't think HBO got sued, did they? And then there was something called Hacking Democracy. And then there was the video we played of Kamala Harris on a committee, Vice President Kamala Harris, then U.S. Senator, saying on a committee sitting at the, you know, the desk as an official capacity of her job as a U.S. Senator, I just watched with my colleagues voting machines getting hacked. And then we've got one member of the Congress, the House and the Senate, saying the same thing. This was about 2016 election. I mean, it wasn't until a few years later that Mike Lindell came along after we have all these experts in government saying this. We have his name will come to me in a minute, but the professor that testified before Congress that talks about how he hacked these machines. Testifying before Congress. You got the director of national intelligence, John Ratcliffe, saying January 7th, 2021, saying China might hack our elections. Our elections are vulnerable to China. Wait a minute. That's the government. That's the director of national intelligence. We've got members of the House. We've got members of the Senate. We've got the director of national intelligence. We've got Kilche. We've got Hacking Democracy. Then Mike Lindell comes out and says, very similar to the same thing. And he gets sued. For what? For what? Saying the same things they said? Coming to the same conclusions they came to? Having perhaps the same evidence or similar evidence as they have? None of them have been sued that I'm aware of. I mean, I thought we were supposed to trust our elected officials. Isn't that what we were told during COVID? Listen to the government. Listen to your government officials. They know best. They're the experts. Trust your government. Okay, Kamala told us, I just watched elections get hacked and votes get flipped with my colleagues. Director of National Intelligence says our elections are vulnerable to China. Wasn't Mike just trusting our smart government officials? So what's going on? Why would Fox do this? Why would Fox do this? Discussing this tonight with me is attorney Kurt Olson and Colonel John Mills. Gentlemen, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Way it is.
Hello.
Great to have you with us. Kurt, let me have you go first, Kurt. Let me have you go first if you would, Kurt. Kurt, what are your thoughts on what I just laid out in our documentary? Or in my opening monologue, I should say.
Well, in your opening monologue, you discussed the many critics of electronic voting machines that have sounded the alarm for well over 10 years that these machines can be hacked, that they're vulnerable to manipulation. And in fact, there are documented instances of manipulation. And so this is nothing new. It was only in 2020 that Dominion woke up and decided to sue people for criticizing the machine. So I think you're spot on. And in terms of the Fox News settlement, I think we need to put this in proper context. Recall that in 2020, Fox News's election decision desk refused to call Florida when it was obvious President Trump had won, and then called Arizona early that Biden had won that state. And of course, we all knew that it took Arizona, I think, 8 or 9 days to count the last 1% of the vote, when Fox had called that for Biden well before, I think, even the close of the poll.
All righty, folks, we got to give you that number very quick before, and then get back to it. We want to say thank you to Bill in Boston, pledged 100. Peter in Massachusetts, pledged 100. Ruth in Ohio, pledged 100. And Nancy in Wisconsin, pledged 50. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, folks, we need to hear from you. 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. What you're hearing from these guys is what we were telling you. Remember what we were telling you? Going all the way back, okay, and, well, there you go. We were spot on. We were right up there. Well, bring us back.
And so Fox has been in on this from the beginning. And, you know, it's very curious, for example, that even though Fox was sued, they never did any investigation into documented instances of these machines being used to manipulate votes. And there are any number of ones that it is certainly newsworthy to the public. And I'll just give you one. Williamson County, Tennessee. There, a very sharp-eyed clerk noticed that the tabulator, a Dominion tabulator, was not recording all the votes or ballots that were being put in. They were being put into provisional status. And after she raised the alarm and finally the EAC did an investigation on March 31st, 2022, the EAC concluded that there was, quote, erroneous code on the machine that was causing the tabulator to shift ballots, to manipulate the election, put them in provisional status where they weren't counted. Now, here's the rub. There was no determination how that erroneous code got there. There was no determination of how the machine was certified with erroneous code, nor was there any stand down across the country by the EAC to order Dominion to inspect every single machine whether there was erroneous code existing on any other machines. This is all kabuki theater. It's a farce.
I agree 100%. Now, I find it interesting that this very credible source said to me on Saturday, Fox will settle for $600 million, and then today they settled for $787, so the number went up since our conversation. Then he said he hears from sources that Fox will then be bought by a very large, large company. I would be very interested to see with, you know, all these different hedge funds and everything, if this comes to pass, if those that hedge fund has any connection back to Dominion. This, because if that happens, then I guess we all have the right to ask a lot more questions than we're even asking now, do we not, Kurt?
Of course. Sure. It would be interesting to see where the money is flowing ultimately and whether... You know, I believe that this settlement is a farce. I think Fox has been remiss in investigating credible allegations of election fraud, illegal voting, of the dangers of the electronic voting machines. And they have been a participant in the rigging of the 2020 election.
Was this also, Kurt, is this also an attempt? Because it sure feels like it to me. An attack on the First Amendment, an attack on independent journalism, an attack on the new media. Because you realize you got Mike Lindell in the crosshairs, you've got Newsmax in the crosshairs, you've got One American News in the crosshairs. I don't know if I'm missing or leaving anybody out, but this is the alternative Times. Media that the deep state can't control. Did I miss somebody?
No, I mean, clearly this, I think, is part and parcel with the censorship effort that is a partnership between the private sector, big tech, and DHS and other agencies within the government. you know, what Elon Musk exposed with the Taibbi files, how Twitter was being used, and we know Facebook as well, to censor Americans' speech. And there is a lawsuit by the state of Missouri and others against the Biden administration where it was disclosed that the DHS and CISA and CIS, along with other private actors such as Dominion and representatives, I believe, of ESNS and Smartmatic, on a board that was, quote unquote, determining what was misinformation. And then, of course, that misinformation would be censored on social media. And these are just documents that have been produced in this litigation. There is a censorship architecture that has been created by the government, along with the private sector, to limit what the American people can say and what they can see. And this litigation that Dominion embarked on after 2020 to sue everybody for billions of dollars is part of that censorship effort, in my opinion. And they go hand in hand together. And what they're trying to do is stop people from looking at these machines, which are absolutely vulnerable without any dispute. Even their own engineers, like Eric Coomer, admit that these machines can be hacked.
All righty, we are back. And folks, I got to remind you, I want you to think back, you folks been listening to us. Think back. Think back about how many times they try to knock us down, how many times they try to take us down, but by God's grace, we're still here. Now, let me tell you, when they did do that, you don't realize how frustrating it is when that happens, when you're sitting here behind the mic after all these years, and when you have to fight with that, just trying to tell the truth, and you got to fight the deep state, the dark state, to do that. But by God's grace, he's kept us up. We're back, you know, we're on the air. So far tonight, they haven't been able to take us down, but they're looking for ways, and it's got a lot to do with the technology and how to switch streams and things like that. But we're here tonight, and we need your help, because we don't have George Soros money. We don't have the tax dollars like the Biden crime families. The Democrats use your own tax money against you. They use it against you. We're just here. We just want to tell you the truth. That's all we want to do. We want to get the truth out. And so we need your help to do that. And I want to say, Lois and PA pledged 300. Thank you. Joe in New York pledged 50. Thank you, Lois. Thank you, Joe. The lines are open at 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Take us back.
They have no business being used in elections, but this is a way that elections can be controlled.
Final question, Counselor. Fox News, again, unless they're in on it, why would they not stand their ground from a journalistic standpoint? I mean, so you have some texts and emails of their hosts saying, I'm not sure I'm buying everything that President Trump and others are saying. No one ever said you had to agree with everything your guest said. No one ever said you had to agree with every guest you had. We interview a lot of people, and sometimes I don't agree with what the guest is saying, but I've given the guests a platform to speak, to have the exchange of ideas, to discuss things, to debate things, to agree. Sometimes I argue with them, or I throw out, well, maybe this, or I believe this. Sometimes I don't refute them. Sometimes I don't want to be argumentative with the guest. I want to let them say what they have to say. And I interview people that I don't always agree with on everything. How is that somehow a problem for Fox News to interview people that maybe their hosts don't always agree with?
Well, it's something that Fox should have fought, and they have clear legal ground to do so. But again, it's important to note that Fox, from the beginning in 2020, when they refused to call the election in Florida and called it early in Arizona, that tells you where that corporate mindset began. The fact that they would not do any investigation into a wide variety of clear evidence of manipulation of the vote through electronic voting machines is a second thing. You can remember, I remember when Tucker did a segment on Fulton County, and he started to allude to some of the illegal votes and ballots, fraudulent voting that occurred in Georgia. And then there was no follow-up. It was like it didn't exist. it completely ended. And so it's not a stretch to say somebody told him to shut up and not investigate. So,
well, the same thing happened with Dennis Montgomery. Sean Hannity had on Sarah Carter and John Solomon, and they discussed Dennis Montgomery, and Sean promised his audience, hey, we're going to follow back up on this. Nothing ever happened again.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can see the manipulation of the news, whether it's with respect to, you know, the J6 video footage, 40,000 hours that we have. Tucker did two segments, and then it's been radio silent. Whether it's there's that famous off-camera or off-mic comment by one of the reporters, I think it was actually for ABC, but where she talked how she had Clinton and another person who I can't remember now visiting Epstein Island and had the goods, but that the story was killed. And so it's not unusual for the mainstream media to be manipulated with what the American people can see or are allowed to see. And the last point I want to make is Dominion is a public, well, it's a company. It's a public figure that is, it's a company that is performing a public function. And often their officials are even running elections. It's not just that they're providing equipment. In Maricopa County, Arizona, in Fulton County, Georgia, they actually have employees that are running the elections out there and help, and at the hire of the county. And so the idea that criticizing these machines, that calling out what happened and what's been going on isn't newsworthy would be, again, nonsensical, a farce. Fox is a news organization that had every right to look into Dominion, to bring people on, to investigate claims, to air allegations of claims that are a matter of public interest. But they did not. You'll notice that there was no investigation by Fox into any evidence of illegal voting or fraudulent voting in connection with in the entire 2020 election, for the most part, except for the one segment on Tucker that I mentioned. But there was radio silence on the machines. Yet you have, as you noted, movies like Kill Chain, Hacking Democracy, all of the Professor J. Alex Halderman giving testimony before the Senate about how elections can be stolen on a national level through these machines. And in fact, he's testified under oath that he can defeat in the Georgia litigation, where there are plaintiffs trying to get rid of electronic voting machines across the state, that they can defeat all safety features, all the risk limiting audits, all the logic and accuracy tests, anything that is supposed to give the media or the people comfort or confidence that these elections aren't manipulated. He can defeat all those measures. Where's Fox? Why aren't they talking about it?
Already we are back. And folks, John in Ohio pledges 500. Thank you, John. Right now, we have approximately 25 minutes left in tonight. And we have, well, actually, we'll be here till midnight. So it's about 35 minutes. But airtime, we have about 20, a little more than 25 minutes. Now, we need to hear from you, because right now we are still 3,800 short. We've got 25 minutes, 35 minutes, actually, and we're 3,800 short. We're 3,800 short, folks. Again, we want to stay on the station we're on, that you're listening to us on right now. We want to stay there, but we need your help to do it. Now, let me go to these two fellows. Let me start with you, John McTernan. Now, and Joe, do you guys remember back in 2020, the election, how we watched the numbers be inverted? We were sitting there. President Trump was way ahead. The real legitimate president of the United States was way ahead. And we watched them flip those numbers right before our eyes. And then we had Brett Baer and Chris Wallace and these people from Fox News tell us, you know, insult our intelligence and then lie to us and do what they just said here. And then keep telling us that there was no evidence that there was election fraud. You know, that really insulted our intelligence. And so that's why we went after them the way we did for doing that. But what do you have to say about all this, John?
Well, Pastor Ernie, the fraud is so evident like you said, it was before our eyes. The vote would be increased for, let's say, 22,800 for Trump. And then sometime shortly after that, there would be 22,800 votes taken away from Trump and given to Biden. And then in Pennsylvania, what happened? 400,000 votes after 2 in the morning, all of a sudden came in. Trump was winning with like 1% of the vote left, 2% of the vote left. He was winning by 400,000. All of a sudden, 400,000 came to Biden and none to Trump, and Biden went ahead. So, I mean, and it's just, there's so much that of that fraud. But getting back to what happened here with Fox News, do you remember, Pastor Ernie, that came out where the government gave $1 billion? They divided it up between like Fox News and MSNBC.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah, and that was to not cover the election fraud.
The 2020 election.
Yeah, not to cover it, yeah.
Right, right. And that's why, if he wanted to, Fox News was bribed, and that's why Hannity and the others couldn't cover, and they wouldn't say a word about fraud, because the Fox News is being paid off by the federal government not to report, to say nothing on the 2020 election. So if that's the case, and let's say Fox News got $100 million, because the money was divided up against the Fox may have gotten more because it was more popular than the others. So Fox might have got $200 million from the federal government. How could they then come out and reverse what they were saying all along against Dominion? How could they do it?
Well, unless Dominion has something else on them. And remember this, too, $760 million, that's probably more money than you and I have, John. But yeah, but to Fox News and that whole corporation that it's just a part of another larger corporation, that's just a drop in the bucket, because they're worth billions and billions, okay? And so unless there was a decision.
Fox News was going along with the government's bribe.
Well, I know that, sure.
And a couple of them happened to say things about the election or Dominion. They had some guests on and all. So that's added to what we heard. We heard they couldn't. How can they come out and support all the evidence that was against this Dominion and how corrupt it was?
Okay, wait a minute. Hold it. Listen. Are you guys sitting down?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now take a deep breath. Lori in California just pledged $5,000. Pledged $5,000.
Wow.
Yasmin in New Jersey pledged $30, and David in New Jersey $100. Thank you. Wow, thank you.
And I, in thanking her, I do want to remind folks, though, that it's wonderful we have some listeners that God has blessed with good incomes or professional practice, a business or something, but we have stayed on the air from all of those loyal listeners that donate the $10, $20, $30, $40 a month is the heart and soul of the ministry, always has been. So just letting all those folks know, don't ever feel like, oh, somebody made a big pledge, I can't make mine because, you know, it doesn't sound like it matches the 5,000, but your pledge and your donation is just as important as the 5,000s are. God blessed us all differently with different talents and gave us different purposes in life. And one of the things that, like Pastor was saying earlier, we don't take any salary. So Pastor Ernie and I are not rich people. John, I don't know if he's rich or not. He works on his own, but I don't think he's in the rich category. And most people that spend their life telling the truth don't end up being rich. So just want to remind all the listeners of that. We just thank everyone that's kept us on the air, that and God has blessed every one of you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Folks, lines are open. 888-281. We have approximately 20 minutes left tonight. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Listen, help us. You know, the more we get in, the quicker we can get back on. I want to thank all of you folks out there for this, but we actually made our goal, but we'll take as much as we can get tonight because who knows what's going to happen tomorrow. And so we want to get caught up. We want to get back on those stations, and we want to stay on your station. So we'll be back right after this.
Welcome to God's world.
To God's world.
Won't you come on in?
Come on in.
Miracles start here.
Miracles start here.
He'll take away your sin.
Take away your sin.
Open up your heart.
Open up your heart.
Leave your fears behind.
Leave them all behind.
You'll be living there.
You'll be living there.
Until the end of time.
Till the end of time.
Knock, and his door will open. Seek, and you will find. Ask, and you'll be given eternal life, sublime. He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you.
Waiting there for you.
You are why he died.
Why he died.
He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you.
Waiting there for you.
It was for you and I that he was crucified.
Alrighty, we're back. Lulu in Texas pledged 30. Thank you, Lulu. And Paul in Granbury, Texas pledged 25. Thank you, Paul. Alrighty, we are back. And, well, hey, I wanted to do this. I've been wanting to say this. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she drops a bomb on the Biden crime family. The Oversight Committee has evidence of Biden family's connection to human trafficking and prostitutes. Remember what we told you? Remember what we told you? The border was to be kept open. The border was to be kept open. A lot of those women that are being brought in here now, if they don't have enough money, they have to sign a paper and guarantee they'll work as a stripper or a prostitute for the drug cartels to be brought into this country. Now, do you think a renowned, powerful crime family like the Biden crime family is going to let that happen without getting a part of the action? I don't think so, folks. Okay. Prior to the 2020 election, the Gateway Pundit released sordid details from the Hunter Biden laptop. The mainstream media and regime laptops refused to report on the criminal conduct of Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and the Biden crime family in order to protect them days before the 2020 election. The Gateway Pundit reported on October 2020 on Hunter Biden's Russian orgies and many nights with Russian hookers, his father's wiring the money for his prostitutes, and his fears of being blackmailed by the Putin regime. Now there was more evidence that it was not just Hunter Biden who was linked to the Russian prostitutes. According to Marjorie Taylor Greene, the House Oversight Committee has evidence the entire Biden crime family was involved in human trafficking that involves prostitutes from Russia, Ukraine, and the U.S. Told you so. Alrighty, there you go. We want to say thank you, Tyrone. Tyrone pledges 100 in California. Tyrone in California pledges 100. Thank you, Tyrone. And we got coming up here, Dale in Michigan pledges 160. Thank you, Dale in Michigan. All right. It's coming up. We're doing good tonight, please.
I didn't hear, we haven't heard, I don't think, from Little Rock or Tampa, or there's been several places I don't think I've heard anything from.
That's because we had to go off in Little Rock. That's because we had to go off on Tampa.
And they have to listen to us on the internet or our podcast at thewordcleveland.com, thewordcleveland.com, and you can't follow Pledge Week until it's on a podcast, and then it's too late to, you know, make a pledge, but you can still donate and help us get back on.
There's some very, very good people there in Little Rock and also in Portland and that aren't on the internet. In order to listen to us on the internet, they got to go to the library someplace to do that. But now, if they have a smartphone, they can listen to us about six different ways on a smartphone. So. All right, what else do you have for us tonight, John McTurnan? We talked about Antony Blinken before you got here.
Pastor Ernie, before coming on your show, I checked the news. And amazing, here's a headline. Senators introduce bill to create digital identity for all Americans. Now, this is going at the same time Biden is talking about the digital currency. So... You're not going to have paper money anymore. You're going to have a digital currency. So this is being sponsored by both the Democrat. Well, actually, the woman there from Arizona, Sinema, and then a Republican from Wyoming, and they're praising this. How wonderful it is! Let me just read a little bit. Oh, they want the merger of the public and the private to come together, Pastor Ernie. Here it is. This is the 666 system we've been warning is coming. The public and private sector should collaborate to deliver solutions that promote confidence, privacy, choice, equity, accessibility, and innovation. The private sector drives much of the innovation around digital identity in the United States and has an important role to play delivering digital identity solutions. Well, so they want a commission set up now, and they want to have a national cybersecurity, and everyone in America will have to have a digital ID system, Pastor.
Well, you know, if we're still here when all of this comes into being, if the rapture doesn't take place, and we're looking for that to happen, then we've got the resistance. Now, already there's a number of counties and a number of states out there that have their own currency now. They have a barter system. And we're going to have to, in fact, America, our underground economy in America is larger than the overground economy in a lot of countries. And we're already seeing that. There's a lot of trade taking place. We're going to have to work on that and perfect it to a greater degree, are we not?
We're going to have to do that and a lot more. When you, Big John, when you said the word equity, that's one of those key words meaning they want a equal outcome for everyone. That is one of the scariest things. That takes away all the incentive. It's like, I want to make clear folks understand that meaning. It's like if you and I went to school together, I got an A, you got Fs. Now, under an equity system, they would take my A and give you half of it. So your F became a C, my A became a C, and we had an equal outcome. Well, that would kind of, would I want to keep studying, working hard to get A's when they take away, you know, half of my A and I end up with a C? I start working less hard. I start studying less. And pretty soon I'm getting B's and C's and splitting. We both end up with D's. It always goes downhill because you take away any incentive, any reason for people to excel, to do better. And when they use that word equity, it's going to affect the jobs, the medicine, income, money. It's always got a bad connotation somewhere, depending on the subject. And you always know that is the killer word implanted that will destroy whatever it is they're talking about doing.
Well, this system, when it comes in, or if, well, I guess it will come in according to the Word of God eventually. If and we know how corrupt the federal government is, I mean, there's no doubt about how corrupt it is, the FBI and all these other right. federal agencies. All they got to do is put a, we think this Joe guy here, we think he's got suspicion of terrorism. Let's lock everything up. And bam, you're out. You're frozen. That's
yep.
it.
They pull a switch. They've got complete control. If it's digital, they can turn it off from somewhere in Washington, D.C., and that person, that Joe, has no access to anything, and money in a saving, checking, bond, whatever. They can cut it off, can't they?
Exactly. So
we saw them do it in China, and who was the big company in America that gave the Chinese the system to do that with? Was one of our American big AI companies, wasn't it?
Well, I could just see it now. Your account's frozen for 6 months. There's some sort of an investigation, and oh, we're sorry, that was a operator input error. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And what's very interesting in this blew my mind when I read the article that this. Senator Sinema from Arizona. Now, I'm scanning the article quickly, but she's in bed with Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. She's gone mm-hmm. to his, I forgot all about that until I read this. Oh, here it is right here. Sinema, it's important to note, was present at the 2022 Bilderberger meeting and at the 2023 World Economic Forum meeting at Davos. She's quickly yep. becoming one of the darlings of the global technocracy movement. And there she is now leading the charge to digitalize every American. And that's exactly what the New World Order wants, the World Economic Forum. And that's what they said is coming.
We did several stories where Klaus Schwab said, you know, whoever controls the world is the one that's going to control the artificial intelligence and all the new technology. They will be the ones who are in control of the one world order. That falls right into his lap, doesn't it?
Right. So she's all of a sudden now she's one of the leaders, and here she's mm-hmm. got this background in the new world order.
All right, we have Pastor Hal going to join us now. Pastor Hal, you're in there now. Now, you got to be very careful because, according to the headline USA, University Language Police warn of offensive words that you can't say because these words are racist, all right? Mm-hmm. You don't want to use the word addict. That's a racist term. You don't want to say bonkers. That's a racist term now. Cakewalk is a racist term. Hold the fort is a racist term. Now, you also can't say things like the wreaths or female or America. They all, too, could be erasive terms and be very, very offensive. So do you know that, Pastor Hal?
Yeah, I've heard that nonsense from the government. But I go by what
ask him if he cares.
Yeah.
Yeah, ask me if I care. Yeah, the Bible is what really matters, not these insane people, traitors, and running this government and stuff like that. I don't care what they come up with. They call good evil and evil good. and they can all take a long walk off a short pier as far as I'm concerned. I talk to magnify the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's coming soon, and he's going to send all those ungodly people, you know, straight to hell that don't repent and get right with him. And that's where they're headed, faster than they know it.
Well, you got 7 minutes to tell them how they can avoid that.
Okay, well, it's real simple. You know, this world right now, the government, if I could say it for a second, they're trying to make America become a bankrupt, third-rate, U.N.-controlled country, part of the U.N. One World Order. And then the Antichrist is going to pop up and take charge of it from there and put this whole world into the worst mess that anybody ever saw. But, you know, you can escape that, and you can escape hell and everything else because God loves you, but he hates your sins. What we're going through right now is because America's turned its back on God. We kicked God in prayer out of the school years ago.
Amen.
And every single – we just constantly turn our backs on God. And God's not going to put up with that. He said, repent or perish. And this kind of, a lot of people in this country is basically shove their nose or their fist up to God, thumb their nose at God. And we're paying the price for it right now. You can't have peace without the Prince of Peace. You can't reject Jesus Christ in your life personally or as a nation and have any good success. That's why we got all these traitors and crazy people and everything else running this country right now, because we turned our backs on God. We're reaping what we sowed. And, you know, if you want peace and prosperity, it's got to come from Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can give it to you. Now, the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we're on a one-way road to hell right now because God, being a just God, cannot let sin come into heaven. He loves you, but he can't let your stinking sins come into heaven, or else heaven would be as bad as this country under Biden is right now, and that wouldn't be heaven very long, would it? But God, when Jesus died on that cross, God was allowing him to transfer your guilt and mine, your sin and mine, upon his son, Jesus Christ. His righteousness demanded sin be paid for, and the only way that sin could be paid for is be paid for by the innocent God, God's blood on that cross. And Jesus was God's blood. In Christ was all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That's why only Jesus, the blood of Christ, can wash away your sin. You can pray to the Queen of Heaven. You can pray to all the saints. You can pray to your Uncle Joe and Aunt Mary and everything. Nobody can wash away one sin you got except for Jesus, and he can wash away all your sins no matter how bad they are. So God hears me talking to you right now. He knows what's going through your mind and through your heart right now. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. If you believe that Jesus died on that cross and shed his blood to save your soul, and let me say, even the devil knows he did that for you, but God wants you to do something the devil doesn't want you to do, and that's by faith reach out and receive that payment. But John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. You don't reach out and receive that. If you don't reach out and receive that payment, you're going to die and go to hell as if it wasn't even there. And so Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him. That means right now while I'm talking to you, Jesus Christ is knocking at the door of your heart, and he's offering you that free gift that he paid for you on that cross. He did all the work. Right before he died, he said, it is finished, which means all the work necessary for you to go to heaven has been done, period. You can't add to that work. All you can do is either receive that payment he paid for you or try and get there your own way, which is a dead-end street. And so my job as a preacher is to lead men and women to Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That rules out Muhammad, all the gods of the Hindus, that everybody. Jesus is very exclusive. He said, I am the way. So, and he's all powerful. He's omnipresent, and he knows what's going through your mind and through your heart right now. So I'm just saying this, making it emphatic, that, you know, what you do with Jesus determines on whether you spend eternity in heaven or hell. And so if you want to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is what's known as a sinner's prayer. The call is to pray. That's calling on God. It says if you believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul, and you confess him with your mouth, is going to result in your salvation. That's what the Bible tells us. And so if you want Jesus in your heart, let me suggest we say a simple prayer together. I'd be glad to lead, but even though we're praying together, it's directly between you and God. Remember, John 1:12 said, but as many as received him. How do you receive him? John, we just read that, for whosoever shall call. You pray and ask him to come into your heart and mean it. And be sorry about your sins. John, Luke 13:3 says, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. If you don't repent, you can't be saved. There's no salvation without repentance. You got to be sorry about the fact you're a sinner and ask Jesus to come into your heart and save you. So if you're sorry about the fact that you're a sinner, the Holy Spirit's convicting your heart right now, let's pray a simple prayer. I'll lead you a few words at a time. But even though we're praying together, it's directly between you and God. Let's pray. Oh, dear God, you know I'm a dirty, rotten, lousy, stinking sinner on my road to hell because that's what the Bible says I am. And I've sinned all my life. My life's a mess. God, I just want to just give you everything. I want to receive the payment you paid for me on that cross. God, the Bible says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, it was your blood that washes away my sin when I ask you to come into my heart as my Savior. And Lord Jesus, right here and now, I ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of all my sins, and save my soul, because you're the only one that can do it. You're God in the flesh. You're my Lord. You're my Savior. You're the King of kings and Lord of lords. And God, I pray you destroy the works of Satan in my life. You destroy the works of Satan in America, this country right here. God, I just pray you turn people's hearts to you to repent of their sins and get saved. And God, you'll save America when they get right with you. But everybody wants you to save them without getting right with you, and it's not going to work. There's got to be repentance. And God, I pray right now, I repent of my sins. I'm sorry about the fact I'm a sinner, and I ask you to come into my heart and save me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, folks, if you just prayed that prayer, 1 John 5:13 says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. And believe on meant more than just it, know about it in your head. It means that you received him as your Savior. Why? That you may know you have eternal life. Not that you may think it, wish it, or hope for it, but you may know. That's 100% certain. How can you be certain? Because God made you that promise, and God cannot lie, or he wouldn't be God. So welcome to the family of God. And if I don't see you in this life, I'll see you in heaven. God be praised. Go ahead, Pastor.
All right. Thanks. Karen and PA pledge 50, and Anonymous in New York pledges 50. Thank you. Rosa in California pledges 100. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And so, Joe and John, you guys got about 30 seconds for closing.
Go ahead, John. You're the guest tonight.
All right. Folks, I just want to tell you that this is coming together incredibly fast. Please, if you're not anchored in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you're not anchored in the Word of God, you must be. We do not know when the Lord's coming. He's going to be coming soon for us, but we don't know how much time between now and his coming, and you've got to be anchored because this government and this world system is heading right at us to bring everybody under its corrupting control, steal our freedoms, turn us into slaves.
Amen. Thanks, John. We're out of time for tonight. So, as we always say at this time, good night. God bless. And always, always, let's do it. Keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.